You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
July 7th, 2018. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. Through the weekend in this area, there are still fireworks displays being held at various festivals. Please take a look at the two links that I have on the schedule page to see how really dangerous fireworks are. It is not just about injuries. It is so much worse. And again, thanks for joining me at republicbroadcasting.org. I also encourage you to visit and subscribe to spingolaspeaks.net. I also invite you to visit and subscribe to woolliesblog.blogspot.com and screensandyhook.net. During the program, email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. Hope that you will join the others in the chat room at spingola.jetango.com. I'd also like to thank those who sent me some cards and emails and helped. I was a bit under the weather for a while, but I'm now on the mend, and it's wonderful to have friends who are supportive and do all the hard things. So thanks very much. My first guest today is Glenn Reschke. I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
You are, yes.
Oh, good, thank you. His website is cayennepepper.info. And I've been a big fan of cayenne pepper for a long time. But I haven't explored all the various uses. I use it for one or two things. I've made capsules. And I also use it in a cough medicine. But that's about it. How did you first become involved or become aware of the benefits of cayenne?
Well, in order to answer that question, Deanna, I have to go back to my youth, really. I was 18, and my family had moved to Logan, Utah, and I had the good fortune of meeting a man by the name of Kurt King, who was the protege of the preeminent medicinal herbalist and naturopathic doctor in America for literally 40, 50 years, Dr. John R. Christopher. And I was always very curious about health, and I'd done a few experiments on my own. And he started teaching me about the medicinal herbs. And I'm sure my reaction was the same as everyone else's. I was like, how can these quote-unquote herbs be, you know, better than traditional pharmaceutical drugs or, you know, the type of treatment you receive in a hospital? And he was very erudite in his knowledge of herbs, and he just started teaching me, and I was a sponge. I just soaked it all up, and he would tell me, don't just take my word for it, you know, put things to the test, experiment and so forth. So I did. And he also hired me to work for him in his health food store at the time. And so I was around him all the time, and he was an indefatigable source of information. And I was going to meet Dr. Christopher, but then he actually fell and hit his head, and he fell into a coma, and he died in February 83 is when that happened. And so anyway, one of the things that he emphasized to me among all the medicinal herbs out there, and there are literally thousands, he emphasized the virtues of cayenne pepper. And I'll never forget the first time I saw him take a big heaping tablespoon of cayenne, put it in a glass of about 8 to 9 ounces, maybe even 10 ounces of water, stir it up, and then drink it straight. And when I saw that, I couldn't believe it. I mean, his eyes were watering, and he was coughing and so forth. But he says, you know, it's great for you. So so I started just learning more and more about it. And I bought Dr. Christopher's book, The School of Natural Healing. I started learning from that, and then I started doing my own little experimentation with different health processes, which we can go into if you wish. But and that's basically how it started. And then as for how my site came to be, I put it up in late October 2007, and of course I've been adding information since then. But it's kind of funny. Of all the websites I started, this is the only one that I really didn't do any kind of market research on or keyword research. I just put it up, and I just wrote five pages out of content that I thought people would want to know, or, you know, core information, in other words. And immediately it started getting traction. I mean, I literally did nothing to facilitate it. And then it just really grew from there. And I had all this knowledge of cayenne from using it myself, and I just put the site up because I just wanted to share my enthusiasm for it. And if I were on a desert island, and or if an angel from heaven came down and told me you could only eat one supplement or have one supplement for your health, and you know you can only get one, you get to choose, which one would it be? I would choose cayenne because it's got so many health benefits. Its core competency is what it does for the heart and the cardiovascular system, but it does so many other things. So that's really kind of how it started. And just from, it was my own enthusiasm and desire to share what I learned and experienced with cayenne. And then the site became really enormously popular. When I first put the site up, there was literally no information on cayenne pepper on the internet. I literally couldn't find hardly anything. And all I did really was just take my own primary research from my books and from various conversations and interviews that I've had with medicinal herbalists and just kind of put it together. But now you go to Google or Bing and type in cayenne pepper, you get a whole bunch of information. Go ahead. Do you have a question or?
No, I'm just listening. I'm very, I'm really impressed with your website, and I'm just really, it's pretty, it's colorful, it's well organized, and I'm just impressed that you took the initiative and put this up, and I think it's really probably the best information on the internet, and you were the forerunner, so to speak.
I was. And to be honest, it's kind of a backhanded compliment. Now there are all kinds of articles and videos on it. My videos, I admit, are kind of nondescript and they're somewhat even amateurish, but I don't have a photo or a broadcast studio here to work with. But my goal was to just share the information because I felt it could really help people. And that kind of was like magic dust on the site, you know. The site just started doing great. And for literally until like about 6 months ago, I dominated the rankings in Google. I was always three or four. Now it's, as of this morning, if you type in cayenne pepper, my site comes up at 15 and 16. And
oh, gosh, so, I think it should be number one.
Well, thank you. But today, you know, with a lot of people do SEO optimization or search engine optimization, I should say it. I literally haven't done anything like that for the site. It's been completely word of mouth, if you will. And, the site was made in the now obsolete authoring software, but I've been meaning to maybe update it, but I just haven't done it because I thought, well, you know, the main point of the site was to share information. And if nothing else, Deanna, one of the things that really has been gratifying is that the site just kind of has legs of its own. And with that said, I literally get emails from people all over the world. I've received emails from Bangladesh, Pakistan,
really?
India, Japan, the Caribbean, all over the U.S. and Canada, of course, but Europe. And I've met a lot of interesting people and who have shared their stories. And I do have one particular page on my site, the testimonials, where people will send me their testimonials, and I don't solicit these. They come to me unbidden. And when I get a great testimonial, I'll ask the person's permission if I can publish it. Some of them don't want to have their name attached to it, which is fine. But if I get their permission, I edit it a little bit and clean it up, and then I post it. So all the testimonials that people will see on my site, They're 100% genuine. I've kept all of them. And so that, for me, has been very gratifying. And I've had a lot of wonderful compliments from people. I've even had people email me telling me that Kyan literally saved their life and from having a heart attack, and they take some of it and it immediately arrests the heart attack. I've had people thank me for improving, not to be salacious, thanking me for improving their sex life, which I kind of find funny. Because Kyan does clean the blood and it helps with blood flow and so forth. I've had people email me telling me how Kyan helped to solve a hemorrhoid problem or, you know, fix an ulcer, et cetera. So, I mean, if they have a moment, go to the testimonials page and they'll see some pretty interesting stories and testimonials from people from all over the world who have benefited by Kyan. When I first started the site, like I said, the traffic just started to steamroll. I got up to, it was pretty successful. I got up to 60,000 visitors a month. Now it hovers around 14,000, 15,000 per month, which, like I said, it's completely organic. I don't do anything to, promote the site. It's really an act of service now. For the first 4 or 5 years, the site made about 2,000 a month. Now it's literally a fraction of that because Google changed their algorithm. And they penalized me, which is funny because I didn't do anything to promote the site, but they penalized me with their Penguin update of late April 2012. And ever since then, the site's never really been the same. It still draws very well, but the traffic is literally about 25% of what it should be, or what it once was, I should say. But so for me, I just want to share at this point that if people go to my site, I'm sharing information. I'm not a doctor. I'm trying to help people. This site is an act of service now, you know, to spread the benefits of cayenne pepper as well as botanical medicine in general, because one of the great secrets of America is the great benefits of medicinal herbs and botanical medicine and what it can do for people at a fraction of the cost. You know, I have nothing against allopathic medicine. Or doctors. I think that the ideal situation would be if both of these were brought together, the allopathic and the naturopathic, with medicinal herbs being at the forefront, because it literally heals people of problems. Kyan helped me resolve, this is a little embarrassing, it's quite a while now, it's literally well over, like, about 15 years ago, but I had a hemorrhoid problem, nothing severe as some people have, but it resolved in like literally 2-3 days. I had an ulcer. Yeah, I had an ulcer. It resolved it in about 3 days. And my blood flow, my fitness, my endurance, you know, I'm 55 years old. A lot of people think I'm like 40 or 38, 35 even. And I think one of the reasons is because, yes, I have a good genetic base, but I know how to train right. I do a lot of endurance exercises. And I can run all day. I just have that endurance there. And it's because of Kyan. And so I just think really one of the great secrets of America is Kyan pepper and medicinal herbs in general. So like I said, for me, this site, it's an act of service now because it doesn't make much money. This site, people want to know, I'll tell them. The site only makes literally probably $100, $150 a month, which is really nothing. So the site is up to help people, not to make money. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not trying to practice medicine without a license. I'm very careful as to my wordage on the site because I'm just sharing educational information. Unfortunately, to this point, that's still not illegal. But we all know the power of Big Pharma and the medical establishment in this country. And, you know, they really, quite frankly, I'm going to be bold. They don't want to have people know about this. That's one of the great blessings of the internet is that you can share, you can be an author now. You can be somebody who shares your enthusiasm with the world. And as we all know, with anything good, there's always going to be the bad that accompanies it. And unfortunately, with the internet, the number one tool that it's used for is, unfortunately, it's pornography. But you also have the sharing of also, you know, great stories, great content, information that can help your life, change your life. It's a great research tool. So I decided to jump in the foray, not really expecting it to be that successful. I just did it kind of out of my enthusiasm and desire to share what I'd learned. And then as I got into the site more, I thought, you know, there's a whole host of things I can write about here. So I'm pretty proud of the site. It does well, more or less, even though, like I said a couple times now, I literally don't do anything to promote the site. It's pretty much static, but the site does well with traffic, and I think that that's a testament to the content.
Indeed. And thank you for sharing your own personal experience. And as you say, Big Pharma certainly does not want people to know about these things. And the comparative cost of cayenne against some of the Big Pharma prescriptions is plus the dangers. Cayenne pepper is not dangerous. It's hot.
No.
And you can, it is hot. But it does something for you without any side effects. And it's inexpensive, available, and it covers so many things. It takes care of so many things.
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
I understand that if a person is feels like they're going into a stroke situation, that they can do what your friend did, is to take a teaspoon full of cayenne pepper in a glass of warm water and drink it down right away, and it opens up all the blood vessels and mitigates the stroke.
Yeah, cayenne's a vasodilator. So what that means basically is that it, you know, it opens up the blood vessels and improves blood flow. And there are literally, up until 1998, there were over 3,000 studies on capsaicin, which is the secondary metabolite or the active ingredient in cayenne that makes it hot to the taste. And anyway, now there have been many more since then, but that was 20 years ago. But let's just use that 3,000 figure. Well, in these various studies around the world, cayenne has been proven to kill cancer cells. It's been proven to lower blood pressure, to equalize blood pressure, to remove the platelets, which help cause arteriosclerosis. It helps to alleviate arteriosclerosis. It is a nourishing agent to the entire cardiovascular system. It improves heart health. The number one killer in America and actually around the world is heart disease. And that's not a surprise considering how high fat the Western diet is and how processed it is. Not to go off on too much of a tangent, but last October, early October, I went to Greece on a vacation. And beautiful country, by the way. It's a kind of a hidden secret of Europe, but it's a very fertile peninsula. And the point is, I rented a car in Athens, and I was driving up to an area called Kalabaka or Metoro, which is a very beautiful, incredibly beautiful area. It's almost serene, or not, well, it is serene, but it's almost something out of like a movie, you know, like Lord of the Rings. Yeah, you've been there? You've heard of
it? Yes, I've been there. I've been to Greece.
It was enthralling, really. But anyway, so on the way there, I like history, and I mapped out my travel to there, and I realized I could go to Thermopylae. It wouldn't be too much of a side area or a side jaunt. So I stopped in Thermopylae, and because I like the movie 300, but also, you know, just in terms of the history of what happened there. Of course, it's not like what happened with the movie. There's differences, I assure you. But anyway, being there was really cool for me. So anyway, long story short, I had a three-hour drive, and I wanted to stop and get some food, but I didn't want to. I wanted to get there before dark. So there was this Russian couple selling produce out of the back of their station wagon, and I saw some fruit there, so I bought a pretty large amount of grapes. And I just put them in the bag, and they had this little area where you could wash the food off and so forth. So I washed it off, and then as I was walking back to my car, I took a bite of the food, or of the grapes, and it was like eating candy. And it was so much different from the grapes that you'll eat here. They were green grapes, and they were just delicious, and I couldn't believe it. And I noticed that with all the fruits and vegetables there, everything tasted much keener, but
and much better and fresher, and it was wonderful. Yeah. Food in Greece is wonderful. We do have a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our first guest today is Glenn Reschke. His website is cayennepepper.info. One of the things that I remember about Greece and Athens, and it was a big thing, is that we ate what is called souvlaki at the plaka.
Sure.
And it was just, there was food all over, and it tasted wonderful. The food there is great.
And the reason, I agree. I loved the souvlaki, the chicken specifically, but I'm kind of a quasi-vegetarian, but we can get into that. But the point that I was trying to make about my trip to Greece with the food there is that, you know, there's no GMO food over there. It's healthy. It's extremely nutritious. I actually lost weight, and I was on vacation. I lost weight. Now, admittedly, I tend to eat fairly healthily. There are times when I don't because, I like something that tastes good just for the taste of being good as much as anyone. But it's what you eat consistently that determines your overall health. So when I was in Greece, I lost like about 8 pounds, and it's simply because I was eating so healthy. And the only thing I ate that was, I would say, bad over there was when I was in Athens. I ate some. I was in Italy 2 years ago, and their gelato is, everybody's got to eat Italian gelato at least once in their life. It was awesome, but so I saw this Italian gelato place in Athens, so I stopped and got some. That was the only thing that I would say that I ate that was bad there. And The point that I'm trying to make is that here in America, we live in the most advanced society in the world, or it's certainly we're on par with the Japanese and Europeans with technology and so forth. But, you know, our food has become controlled by, like, Monsanto and other large food manufacturers, and that's not right. That's a deliberate part of the plan in order to control our society. And the thing that this, as to how this dovetails to cayenne and other medicinal herbs, is that these medicinal herbs are so wonderful for our health, but they're very inexpensive, very inexpensive. Cayenne costs, like, the most expensive cayenne would be the organic, and there is a difference. You will notice if you supplement with cayenne, you'll notice a difference between, like, grocery store cayenne and organic cayenne. Most grocery store herbs and spices, they're irradiated, so they're a lot of the nutritional potency has been killed. There's still nutrients there for sure, and I had a man, for example, in Eureka, California, email me telling me how cayenne cured his Raynaud's disease, which is a circulatory problem. And he was telling
Raynaud's,
me how magnificent...
Raynaud's disease?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh.
And he was telling me how he has feelings in his toes and in his hands again that he's not had for years, and simply by taking cayenne. And you brought up, like Big Pharma. Look, I don't know what the exact price is right now on, like, Lipitor, but it's probably about literally, it was a couple of years ago, like $120, $150 a bottle. You can get same exact benefits. Yeah. You can get the same exact benefits with cayenne, supplementing with cayenne, than you can with Lipitor. It'll lower your blood pressure. It'll equalize your blood pressure. It'll remove platelets that are built up in your arterial walls. It'll strengthen your entire cardiovascular system, as well as just equalize the entire system. It'll increase blood flow, et cetera. And, you know, and it will significantly, massively reduce the number one killer in the Western world, which is heart disease. And you can do it for like $5 a month, less, probably $2.50 a month, you know. So you have a choice, which is more expensive. Lipitor, but $120, $150, or cayenne. I think the choice is self-evident. But the thing
and
is...
It works.
Yeah, and it works and without side effects.
Right.
Yeah, there are no side effects. You're not going to grow a third eye. You're not going to grow a third ear. You're not going to have all kinds of strange side effects that will happen. Yes, cayenne is potent. It's let's be honest here. It's not like drinking like a chocolate shake. It's potent. It stings, but your body does acclimate to it quite quickly. And if I had a heart disease issue or some sort of heart condition, even if not, I would take cayenne 3 times a day. I take it once a day, and I cycle it. And your body adapts to it very quickly. Not to be, here's your $10 word for the day, scatological. You know, to be honest, when you take it, next time you defecate, or the first time you take it, it'll come out hot, you know, but it won't hurt anything. It's just a little slightly uncomfortable, and I'd say slightly is very literal. But it's your body adapts, and you start gleaning the benefits immediately.
Great. All righty. We're going to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoSertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest, first guest today, is Glenn Reschke. His website is cayennepepper.info. And you said that you take it every day. How do you take that? Do you take it in water like your mentor did? Or tell us how you take that and how much.
I like it in orange juice or tomato juice. And I don't like the heat as, you know, just like anyone else. But that's how I take it. But there are times when I feel like I need an extra boost. So I mean, the absolute most ideal way to take it is in about three to four ounces of water. You don't need to take the full 8 ounces like my friend Kurt King did way back when. I used to take it like that, but I hated it because it is a lot. But so what I do now is about 3 ounces of, you know, very warm water. That's the ideal way. Very warm water, not boiling. Don't think of it as a tea in the traditional sense where you have to blow on the water just to sip it. What you want to do is just drink it all in one shot. So the water should be fairly warm. My kind of standard or rule of thumb was if it would steam my glasses, that was kind of what I was looking for. But it's much more palatable in orange juice or in tomato juice. And one of the advantages for example, taking it in orange juice is that cayenne has the wonderful ability to accelerate or compound the nutritional valence of the other compounds that it's with, which is one of the reasons why, for example, Dr. Christopher in his herbal formulations used to always put a little bit of cayenne, even his eye bright formula, where you have this eye wash to clean your eyes and it helps improve your eye health. So yeah, that's how I take it. I take about a teaspoon, a small teaspoon, in about 3 to 4 ounces of juice or with water, depending upon, you know, how ambitious I am for the day. Because let's be honest, it does sting. You got to build up to it. I take 90,000 SHU or Scoville heat units. That's what that acronym stands for. It's organic and it's 90,000, so it's hot, it's potent. And you can't take too much because cayenne is also, among its other properties, that's what's called an emetic herb, meaning it can make you vomit, and you don't want that. So I started with like 1/8 of a teaspoon, and I built up ever so slowly to 1 teaspoon. When you stop taking it for a few weeks, you actually have to go back and reacclimate yourself. And like I said, the body always kind of has to readjust, especially with the organic. So like I said before, the previous bumper there was that when you first start taking, it's going to come out the first couple of times a little hot. Your body does adapt very quickly, and it's not going to hurt anything. And so it's simple. It's easy. There are some guidelines, though, to follow, not to try to, prop up my site, but I've had literally hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of questions through the years, past 10 years from the site's existence, where people will ask me questions, which is one of the reasons why I put up an FAQ page. Most of those questions there have come from actual viewers or surfers of my site. So that's how I take it. That's how I recommend. People should start small. I don't know what it is, but there's something about the human animal where we always seem to think more is better. That's not necessarily true. It's not necessarily true with cayenne, although if I had cancer or if I had a severe heart problem, I would take cayenne 3 times a day. If you want to have good heart health and good cardiovascular fitness, I would take it once a day with the goal of getting up to like 1 teaspoon a day. I'll tell you, when I take it 3 times a day, it's so noticeable, like with your cardiovascular endurance. One of the things that I'll do for fitness is I'll run, 3 to 6 miles, or I'll go out and I'll do a number of sprinting exercises, running 220s, 440s, and it taxes you, it wears you out. And when I'm taking it 3 times a day, my gosh, it's such a noticeable difference. If I were an athlete who ran track or had some ambition to, or some need to really improve my cardiovascular endurance, cayenne could be your secret weapon. It really could be, but nobody knows about it. And by the way, cayenne is just one medicinal herb that is truly exceptional. But cayenne is just, I call it the king of herbs. I kind of coined that term. Now others use it, which is indicative to me how people steal content on the internet. But I kind of coined that term. I admit it. I've been in marketing for years, and you need to get people's attention. So I call it the king of herbs. And I've also said that if laughter is the best medicine, cayenne is the second best.
The person whom you're trying to reach.
Hello? That's all right. Okay. Yeah, so anyway, as I was saying, if there was only one herb that I could choose, it would be cayenne. But some others that I would recommend, ginseng, slippery elm is amazing. The humble carrot is a superfood. Carrots are amazing. It has vitamin A. It's great for your eyes. There have been reports of people actually curing themselves of cancer just by drinking carrot juice. In fact, when I do make carrot juice, sometimes I'll sprinkle in, a teaspoon to just give a little bit of a kick, because, like I said, cayenne has the profound ability of improving the potency of whatever it's teamed with. So if people want more information, I would say, of course, go to my site. But if you can only read one page on my site, read the health benefits page, which is on the main subheading at the top of the navigation bar. But if you're interested in some of its profound abilities, check out the homeopathic uses, where I write detailed articles about its anti-cancer properties. It's what it does, of course, for heart disease and high cholesterol. But I've had people email me about how it's helped resolve severe migraine headaches, how it's helped treated wounds. I myself, about 3 months ago, I was making this coleslaw, and I like to use all fresh ingredients, and I had some cilantro and kind of got a little cocky, and I cut my thumb, and I cut literally a piece off the tip. I totally cut it off, and blood just poured from my hand. Well, I didn't panic, because I have in the kitchen, in the refrigerator, I have a very large bag of cayenne, and I took out a big old heap, and I just wrapped my thumb in it.
Oh, my gosh.
Stopped the bleeding. Yeah, it literally stopped the bleeding in 5 to 10 seconds. And then I actually took some out and drank about 2 ounces just to get into my system to stop it, and it does stop bleeding. You know, this is something I'm just kind of, this is an idea I've had. One of the things that I would do if I were in the Army, if I were in the infantry, I would carry me a bag of cayenne, because if I get cut or shot, I would put some cayenne in the wound immediately, because it would stop the bleeding. Because that's one of the real problems, is exsanguination when you're in battle. But not that I want anybody to ever get hurt, because I don't. But if I were, whenever I go hiking, I live in the Bay Area, and you see coyotes fairly frequently in some areas. I was actually stalked by one once. I had no idea until this lady drove by and told me. I was at Mount Tamalpais, if you know that area. So anyway,
I grew up in Sacramento.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. So whenever I go hiking, I always carry a knife, but I also carry some cayenne just in case something like that should happen. You know, it's, you know, just one of those, you know, just in case type of things. But
sure.
So anyway, regarding the treating of the wounds, I had a lady email me about how she cut herself severely with the cayenne, just packed it with cayenne, and it was fine. I did that. I kept the cayenne on it, packed with it for 3 days, and I took it off, and it slowly began to heal. In fact, it healed quite brilliantly, and I'm looking at it now as my left thumb, and you cannot even tell that there was such a severe wound to my finger, or to my thumb, rather, because cayenne just, it's so brilliant, and it just stopped the bleeding, and it helped facilitate the healing. Literally, I would say a minimum, and I'm just kind of eyeballing this, maybe like 4 or 5 times faster than normal. But it certainly helps with people having the flu. One of the things that I get, I get the flu like once every 5 years, and it's never really virulent. It's just a couple days. But and I'll just take cayenne with orange juice and with lemon juice, a lot of vitamin C with the cayenne, because it increases the potency, and then it automatically really helps resolve it. Garlic as well. Garlic is amazing. Garlic is another superfood I would highly recommend to people. But anyway, so those are some of the core things that in terms of my enthusiasm. For those who have any doubts about the efficacy of cayenne, I would encourage them to read the testimonials page, or just scan some of them. Look through the incredible stories section. Both of those articles are under the main subheading. There you go. I'll take a drink of water here.
I understand that that there are different values, different heat units.
Yes.
Some of it is hotter than others. What would you recommend? Now, I usually buy mine organic. I buy a pound at a time. I know that sounds like a lot. I keep it in a glass jar because it just seems to stay better. I keep all my herbs in glass jars.
That's smart. What I would recommend, and you are right, Deanna, there are different heat units. There are two classification systems for cayenne or for hot peppers, the Scoville heat units, SHU. We sometimes see it referred to as just HU, but it just means the same thing, heat units, but also the Gillette system. The SHU, though, is the one that's most common. And basically, cayenne will range from 35,000 SHUs up to, I've seen it as high as 250,000. Like I said, a lot of people tend to think, yeah, it's very potent, very potent. Don't underestimate it, believe me. So a lot of people tend to think that more is better. That's not true. I've had people email me with incredible stories just from buying plain old grocery store Cayenne that they get at their local Safeway or Kroger or whatever, and then just supplement it that way. I don't recommend that because, like I said earlier, most of those Cayennes are irradiated. If you're going to use Cayenne, I suggest organic, but the trade-off is it is much more potent, and it's only slightly more expensive. So if, to a Cayenne beginner, even to one, I used probably 40,000 SHU Cayenne for a couple of years before I ventured higher. And so it's, and I gleaned many benefits just from that so-called lower level. But anyway, so I, if you're going to start, what I would recommend, start no more than 3 ounces of water or juice. I use like a shot glass, or not a shot glass, like a bourbon glass. I don't drink alcohol, but I know it's like a, called a bourbon glass. So about 3 ounces of like orange juice. Now just measure out a small teaspoon, pop it in, mix it thoroughly, and then drink it all in one shot. And so I would strongly recommend people stick to 35,000 to 50,000. Don't go over that. If you're really interested in gleaning its tremendous benefits, I would really recommend organic over non-organic. But if money is tight, that's fine. Just stick with what you can find in a grocery store. It won't be as potent, and it actually won't be as hot, but it'll still do you a lot of good. One question I tend to get a lot is, isn't it just good enough just to sprinkle it over my food? Or, you know, eating like a, you know, like some potato salad, isn't it just good enough to sprinkle it over it? That'll help, certainly. But if you want therapeutic benefit or medicinal benefit or improved overall health benefit, then you need to think of it as a supplement, and you need to kind of tough it out and just drink it. Now, some people will say, what about capsules? That's certainly viable. But capsules, the negative with capsules is with cayenne is that when you swallow it, the capsules dissolve in the stomach, and then it's like the police showing up at your door. You're shocked. Your body goes into a little bit of a mild shock, like, oh, whoa, where did this come from? Because cayenne is potent. And so the first step to digestion is actually in your mouth. When you're swishing the liquid around your mouth or chewing the food, that's the first step of digestion. So that's where people, when they, by drinking it, your body is getting the signal, uh-oh, here we go. Cayenne's coming. I gotta start digesting this. And it's, do my thing. But then again, some people have had remarkable effects through the capsules. I don't recommend it. I personally don't like it. I prefer to drink it because it's much better. And I find that the slight stomach nausea you get if you drink it, especially the organic, it's much more pronounced with capsules versus taking it in pepper or powder form in a liquid. Dick Quinn, in his book, Left for Dead, it's a great book, very cheap. You can buy like for $1 on Amazon. I talk about it on my site. He had severe heart disease, and he was dying. And he started taking cayenne in capsule form, and it completely rejuvenated his state. And he took it in capsule form. He didn't drink it. And he doesn't even mention it, if I remember right. I have read the book. It's been about 3-4 years since I last read it. But he had a great benefit from just drinking it. But I recommend drinking it because that was kind of the way I was taught. That's the way Dr. Christopher used to drink it. Dr. Christopher drank it 3 times a day. He's always my gold standard for the proper way to do things. And Kurt King followed up with his process, as has his son, David Christopher, who's a master herbalist. He has his own website on all things medicinal herbal related, herballegacy.com. I have no affiliation with the site. Just it's a great informational site about medicinal herbs, and if people are interested. But I've been in contact with him, by the way, through the years many times, and he's actually recommended my site and even links to me, so which I appreciate.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah. So that's how I would start. Those are the types of nuances you need to know when you start, and I just go slow. It's not a race, but you know. One of the things that does excite me, Deanna, is people are becoming more aware of the benefits of botanical medicine. About 7 years ago, I was getting a second master's degree, and I had to present a PR program for a fictitional company, or fictitious company, I should say, excuse me. And in part of my research, I came across this survey that was done in Australia, and about 57% to 59% of the respondents said that they prefer medicine that is non-Western medicine or non-allopathic. In the United States, the same study was done, and it was about 33-35%. Now, that sounds pretty low, and I think all things considered, it probably is, but here's the point. This is without any news media or any press or any advertising, if you will. There's no propaganda or PR out there to inform people about botanical medicine. And so more and more people are becoming aware of its benefits. And that's exciting.
All righty, we're going to take a quick break, and we will take some calls in the next half hour at 1-800-313-9443. Be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Glenn Retschke. His website is cayennepepper.info. And there's some information about using it with animals, particularly the hog story, Bella the cat story, and as an insect repellent.
That's one of the, I tell you, cayenne never ceases to amaze me, but cayenne, there are certain plants in the animal kingdom where other insects, or not other insects, but insects in general, just don't like. And one of them is wormwood. One of them is cayenne. Elderberry is another one that is unpopular in the plant kingdom or in the insect kingdom. And cayenne has, you know, it's not a natural thing to take. It's kind of like jumping out of an airplane. You know, even though you have a parachute on, it's probably not the most natural thing to do. Just as drinking cayenne is not a, quote, natural thing to do. So these insects, of course, they don't have a high level of intelligence like we do. They're driven by instinct and or training, mostly instinct in the natural world, of course. So when they come upon something like cayenne, which is very hot, doesn't smell great to them, it's like telling the truth to somebody who doesn't want to hear it. You know, it's anathema. And I was going to make a political joke there, but I probably shouldn't. But anyway, so one of the things that I did, you know, this, I wrote that article a couple of years ago, and I had these cats who would, one particular cat that would bother me, and I just sprinkled the cayenne around it, and it just, she stopped defecating in my yard. And
it was right next to your front doorstep, right?
Yeah. And it was pretty potent and nasty. And I've done that quite a few times. I there were these cicadas that would constantly chirp, and I would make a little concoction of cayenne and I would just spray it out there. Some of it, I couldn't spray because the cayenne particles were too big. So I would just sprinkle it out. Man, it cleared it out quickly. And, it's kind of like bringing up the Bible at a bar. You know, people don't want to hear it. You know, not that
sure.
I do that, but it's anathema to animals. And although it actually is quite healthy. And so when my friend David Christopher, who's the son of Dr. John Christopher, like I mentioned, he told me that hog story. And so it's actually a very healthy food for animals, and it's certainly healthy for human beings. Just I think people need to do it judiciously, which is one of the reasons why I try to create all kinds of different articles from different angles to give everybody a different point of view as to the efficacy of cayenne, like in terms of like best time to drink it, how to prepare it, your options of drinking it, as well as its core, you know, like homeopathic uses. I only have like one review on the site, but most of this information came from people emailing me and asking me, how do I do this? How do I do that? What about this? What about that? And so I guess one of the holdovers from graduate school is, if you've been to graduate school, especially like a communications path like I was on, you have to do a lot of writing and you have to verify some of your points with research. So I try to sprinkle the relevant research from studies and so forth that I've read and come across to lend credence to my points on my site. So yeah, that was one of them that I found interesting. It's even beneficial for animals. And if you have a problem with like there's this one lady that I know of, she would sprinkle cayenne in her garden because there was this rabbit who would get in. And he would eat like the lettuce, and she didn't want that, so she sprinkled it around it. I said, sprinkle some of it on the leaves, it won't hurt him. And I said, he'll get one taste of that, or she, whatever, and they'll go. And that solved it. And so just sprinkle it around it. It's also insects like cockroaches. If somebody had a cockroach problem or a spider problem in their place, sprinkle cayenne in the areas you think that it might frequent. And they'll get out of there because they can't stand it. So,
yeah. Wonderful.
It's like, so a simple but effective technique.
Wonderful information. All righty. Gosh, we're at the top of the hour. We missed a commercial break.
Uh-oh.
So that's okay, I guess. All righty. We will, excuse me. So we will take some calls when we come back.
Cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.